There are some Georgian Bay water access points around Collingwood that locals treasure, at the end of roads, hidden away from the main areas of town frequented by tourists. However, over the past few years of the pandemic, some of these secret areas have become not so secret, and the town is suggesting sign changes to make sure they are properly cared for and preserved in accordance with the law. During Monday's, May 9, Development and Operations Standing Committee meeting, councillors received a report from Manager of Public Works Daniel Cole, who noted an uptick in visitors and residents discovering the previously quiet areas since the pandemic started. This additionally created and increased the issues between residents and visitors, where locations traditionally used by local residents only have been found and are being utilized by more residents as well as visitors to the community, he noted in his report. Over the past 3 years, staff have experienced a significant increase in the number of inquiries related to appropriate water access uses, and bylaw inquiries for parking and access. According to the staff report presented to councillors, in 2005, staff first received a request from council to identify the town-owned water access locations and at that time, 20 access points were identified. Around 2008-2009, council provided direction to staff to complete an additional review, however, no specific follow-up or further information can be located by staff. According to current town records, there are 3 categories for water access points and 29 total access points have been identified by town staff. Category 1 is for boat launches and/or trail access. There is currently one Category 1 access point on Harbor Street. Category 2 is for posted public water access and drainage outlets. There are about 15 access points that fall into this category in Collingwood that are located at the end of streets in locations such as Long Point Road, Birch Street, Ontario, Oliver Streets, Elliott Street and Huronia Pathway. Category 3 is for unopened road allowances. There are about 13 access points in this category, including on Gun Club Road, Linden, White Street, Minnesota Street and Walker Street. In total, staff is recommending adding or updating signage in those areas as soon as possible so that the locations are clearly identified for the 2022 summer recreation season. Signs will include information on whether the areas are maintained, use at own risk, and information on parking bylaws adjacent to the sites. Signs will also properly identify the end of the road for driver safety, identify operational maintenance and reduce liability for the town. For Category 2 access points, garbage receptacles can be added based on public demand. To add the signage is expected to cost $3,975 for Category 2 sites, and $2,675 for Category 3 sites, for a total cost of $6,650. These costs are expected to be absorbed within the 2022 operating budgets for parks and public works. During discussion on the matter, Count Yvonne Hamlin pointed to Tiny Township and Wasaga Beach as examples of municipalities where there are multiple access points to their waterfront and beach. I think this is an underutilized resource that our town has, she said. I'm so happy to see this report. Based on public comment received by resident Tim Fryer asking that an access point on Lakeview Avenue adjacent to his property be changed from Category 2 to Category 3, Count Kathy Jeffery put forward an amendment asking that staff review the categorization on Lakeview. Hamlin asked if staff would have a process for any resident requesting a change to category for an access point in their neighborhood. Director of Parks, Recreation and Culture Dean Culver said he was leery of opening a door where specific interests might be in mind. I'd like to avoid a cascade of re-review, said Culver. I think a lot of thought has gone into the current categorization, but that being said, we're not inflexible. The amendment was carried by the committee. The main motion to approve the water access categorization was also approved unanimously by the committee. The decision will need to be ratified at the next meeting of council.